Thanks, everybody. Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff, the listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Mark London.
Hey, Mark, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Jamaica, New York.
Jamaica, New York. Is this like part of New York City?
Yes, it is.
It is. But you're too proud to admit to live in New York City. You live in Jamaica.
If you say New York City, people confuse you, think you live in Manhattan.
And you're just not going to stand for that.
No, people are too borough-centric about things like that.
I understand. Well, welcome to the show. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Mark's topic?
Give a hoot. Don't pollute, you filthy pigs.
Pollution. It's not just smog anymore. As pollution gets worse, it also gets more varied, more insidious, more unexpected. Our panelists are going to tell you about efforts to fight a new kind of pollution. Only one of them is true. Choose that real story. You'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Or voicemail, whatever you like. Ready to play?
Sure.
First, let's hear from PJ.
The merry laughter of little children. People in Manchester, England, hate it. They are making complaints about laughing on the playground of a primary school. Loud complaints. This is unbearable, says one neighbor. Says another neighbor, we can't sit outside, we can't open windows and doors. City authorities have instituted, get this, only in the EU, noise assessment tests to see if the level of children's laughter exceeds tolerable limits recommended by the World Health Organization. Questions will be raised in Parliament. Do you mean to tell me that Marley's ghost can rattle its chains loud as it likes in Scrooge's lonely mansion, but when Scrooge brings the turkey and all the presents to Bob Cratchit's house on Christmas Day, Tiny Tim's squeals of joy will put us in violation of World Health Organization parameters? Yes, says the World Health Organization.
The laughter of little children, possibly classified as noise pollution by the WHO. Your next story of a grimy menace comes from Amy Dickinson.
Hair today, gone tomorrow is a small beauty salon in a strip mall in Atlanta that's also allegedly ground zero for the worst case of follicle-based pollution in the country. The problem started at the beginning of the summer when the shop started a thriving business offering hair extensions. At first, neighbors noticed just a few long strands of random fake hair that had gotten loose and drifted out of the shop. Then, due to an extremely hot summer and the overuse of hair products, these pieces blew up under the eaves of the building, stuck together, and formed a huge ball of matted hair that fell to the sidewalk and drifted slowly away, picking up more hair as it went. By the time the fire department was called, the tumbleweed of hair was the size of a Prius. The EPA says the giant hairball is a biohazard and has closed the shop.
A rampaging hairball in the streets of Atlanta. Your last story of people fighting back against pollution comes, of course, from Charlie Pierce.
The city fathers in and around Moose Lake in northwestern Wisconsin have taken action against an unusual plague that visits their city every fishing season. Worms. For decades, fishermen have discarded their unused bait along the shoreline and in the parking lots, thereby drawing hundreds of birds which behave upon the cars as you would expect birds to do. In response, the city council passed an ordinance banning all live bait in the areas in and around the lakefront. Cars are now inspected at a checkpoint at the end of a dirt road leading to the shore. We didn't want to do this, said Ed Colicello, the town's chief of police. People could have stopped this by simply controlling their bait.
Let's review your choices. From PJ O'Rourke, the laughter of little children causing a problem in Manchester, England. From Amy Dickinson, the detritus from a hair salon in Atlanta causing all kinds of problems. Or from Charlie Pierce, worms, live bait, cast aside, causing a pollution problem in Moose Lake, Wisconsin. Which of these is the real story of an environmental hazard in the week's news?
Well, I would love to go with the hairball. It just screams of B-movie. But I think I'm going to have to go with the screaming kids instead.
Really? The screaming kids? That sounds reasonable to you.
I could.
Don't let me talk you out of it. I'm just want to look into your thinking here.
Oh, I could imagine some crotchety old neighbors complaining about screaming kids, sure.
All right. To bring you the correct answer, we spoke to a pollution expert.
there have never really been any complaints to the World Health Organization about children screaming or making too much noise at a playground. Typically, WHO concentrates much more on factories or transport.
That was Dan Epstein, information officer for the WHO in Washington, D.C., talking about noise pollution. You're right, Mark. You did get it right. The complaints were, in fact, leveled about the school in Britain. You're into point for PJ. You've won our prize. Carl Castle recorded the greeting in your home answering machine.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Ain't it, though? Thanks for playing with us today.
Oh, my pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
What old Oscar enjoys, it's thrill ever cloys, it's much better than